Welcome to the Julius Baer Moving Markets podcast on Wednesday, the 17th of April, with me, Bernadette Andecco. My colleague, Jonty Warris, is going to take us through the latest market news today. And then I'm looking forward to talking to our head of equity strategy, Mathieu Rachete, about the US earnings season so far. Let's get going with the market action in the last 24 hours, though. Good morning to you, Jonty.
Good morning, Bernadette.
It's all about geopolitical risk at the moment, and so perhaps it's not surprising we heard some rather hawkish comments from the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell yesterday. What can you tell us there, Jonty?
Yes, so speaking at a panel discussion alongside Bank of Canada Governor Tiff Macklem in Washington last night, Fed Chair Powell signaled that policymakers will wait longer than previously anticipated to slash rates as inflation readings in the US remain stubbornly high. Powell highlighted the lack of additional progress made on taming inflation after the rapid decline seen at the end of last year, and he noted that the Fed officials will likely need more time to be confident that price growth really is headed towards the Fed's 2% goal before the Fed can begin to lower borrowing costs.
Okay, well, this lack of urgency to cut rates sounds a little bit like a shift in terms of the messaging from the Fed, doesn't it? Suggesting that any reductions in 2024 may come relatively late in the year, if at all.
Yes, so it's certainly a more hawkish tone, Bernadette, but it's essentially following 3 months in a row in which inflation has exceeded analyst forecasts. So while policymakers had narrowly penciled in 3 interest rate cuts in forecasts published last month, investors are now betting on just 1 to 2 quarter point cuts this year, according to futures markets, and starting in July or September.
All right, so moving on to market action, it looks as though global equities are starting to show signs of stability following the recent sell-off. How did US markets fare yesterday?
Yes, stocks yesterday in the US finished mostly lower in rather choppy trading. The S&P 500 index hovered near 5,050 level, ending down 0.2%. Outperformers were the tech and consumer staples sectors, posting marginally positive gains, while utilities and real estate lagged, both closing down around 1.5%. We saw some quite solid earnings from 2 Wall Street giants. Morgan Stanley delivered Q1 revenue that exceeded expectations as its wealth management business also got back on track. And Bank of America notched one of its best first quarters on record as the company also reaped the benefits of elevated borrowing costs that pushed net interest income above analyst estimates. That said, Bernadette, those earnings beats did little to spark risk appetite. It was a big day for earnings on both sides of the Atlantic, with a luxury conglomerate LVMH also reporting yesterday and coming in below estimates as well-heeled consumers reined in their spending on costly Louis Vuitton handbags. The pace of growth there was the slowest for a first quarter since 2016, excluding the COVID year 2020.
All right. How about other asset classes, Jonty?
Yes, let's perhaps start with fixed income, where US Treasuries came under pressure yet again yesterday after another big backup in yields on Monday. Treasury 10-year yields hit a fresh high for 2024, just shy of 4.68 yesterday. The Treasury 2-year yield remains elevated after briefly hitting 5% yesterday, and it's now trading at 4.99. At the same time, these lofty yields are starting to lure some opportunistic buyers. And in currencies, the US dollar's recent sharp surge looks to be taking a bit of a breather, although it is hovering around its strongest level since November and has made its biggest 5-day gain in over a year. Elsewhere, gold finished up 1%, while Bitcoin futures were down 1.1%, and WTI crude was quite steady, settling down 0.1%.
All right, let's move to Europe now. We had economic data out yesterday showing that the worst could be behind Germany as optimism among investors reached its highest level in 2 years.
Yes, so German investor morale brightened more than expected in April, reaching its highest level since March 2022, according to the latest survey findings from the ZEW Economic Research Institute. The index rose to 42.9 points in April from 31.7 points in March and ahead of expectations of a reading of 35 points. So this marks the 9th successive month that the German economic index has gained. That said, Bernadette, the figures remain below the key threshold of 50, which is signaling negative territory. And the gauge, which is considered to be a reliable leading indicator of economic expectations among German investors, is pointing to a gradual recovery as financial conditions start to ease and higher real incomes are providing a much-needed boost to household consumption. So it will be interesting to see whether we'll witness a gradual improvement in the German economy in the months ahead. And staying in Europe, we've also just seen CPI data released for the UK, where headline inflation has come in at 3.2%, slightly down from last month's 3.4%, but marginally above expectations.
Thank you for that. So let's turn our attention to Asia now. How are markets faring in the Asia-Pacific region in today's trading session?
Asian equities are mixed in today's session. Mainland China opened somewhat firmer, and equities there are now firmly in the green, while Hong Kong is showing some weakness, down 0.4%. South Korea is down 0.8%, while Japan's benchmark indices are down by over 1% this morning.
Perhaps lastly, Jonty, what should investors be looking out for today in terms of macroeconomic data releases?
So we'll see CPI inflation data for March out for the Eurozone, where expectations are for a flat reading of 2.4%. On top of that, we can expect house price data out of the UK. And lastly, the US Federal Reserve will publish its beige book on economic conditions. So that might give us some more hints on the strength of the US economy and the rate outlook. In terms of sales and earnings results, companies reporting today include Abbott Laboratories. And before I go, a quick look at the futures markets is indicating a stronger start for US equities in the green later today. So hopefully providing some respite in equity markets after what's been a couple of difficult days for stocks.
Thank you very much for the markets wrap today, Jonty.
Thanks for having me, Bernadette.
Now I'd like to welcome our Head of Equity Strategy, Mathieu Rachetet, to the show. Good morning, Mathieu.
Good morning, Bernadette.
So the US earnings season has kicked off. Some of the US large banks have been reporting results. What are the key takeaways so far, Mathieu?
Yes, that's right. So we have some of the large US banks that have reported results, so we can draw some first conclusions already. Generally speaking, the results have been quite mixed. So some reported better numbers, some disappointed on some particular items. So if you look here at the single items, on the net interest income side, the majority of the banks saw some softer trends as funding costs rose due to the deposit margin compression. But then if you look at the non-interest revenue side, trends looked more constructive. So investment bank fees saw a material uptick on higher market activity in both equity as well as fixed income. When it comes to the credit trends, they were largely in line with expectations, with a further increase of delinquency trends in the cards business. And then on reserves, there were further reserves addition made for commercial real estate, but those have been partly offset by macroeconomic reserve releases. And finally, in regards to shareholder distribution, buybacks still remain at modest levels, around 2% of market cap, due to the adoption of the Basel III endgame. So overall, quite a mixed bag so far, and we only expect minor changes to Q1 earnings estimates for the US banks.
Okay, so what's your view on banks in general then, Mathieu? And do you indeed have any regional preferences?
Overall, I remain neutral on financials, but constructive on the bank subsector, which means that there are certainly some good value propositions within that subsector. So if you look at banks here, we continue to favor European over US banks, given the more attractive valuations, but also the higher shareholder cash return, which is, you know, the sum of the dividend and buybacks. So for this year, the shareholder cash return for European banks is around 8%. So very high. And if you compare that to the US, so for US banks, the buyback yield here is only at 2% of market cap. Why? Because of this adoption of the Basel III endgame.
Understood. What's your general outlook on equity markets after the recent minor correction, Mathieu? I have to ask you that while you're here.
Sure. So it's important to just remember that we are still trading in a secular bull market, which means that we recommend investors to remain invested. And obviously, the market has really had a good run since October last year. And some sort of correction, which we also experienced over the past days, is actually healthy for the market. And we also think the period between April and October, we will likely see an increase in volatility, not only due to the US election, but also an increase in geopolitical tensions that we experienced as of late and will also likely remain with us. Having said that, you know, we think this will open up opportunities for investors to position themselves for the next cycle, especially to increase the exposure to cyclical sectors such as industrials.
Super. Thank you, Mathieu, for your insights into the latest earnings season. And I'm looking forward to having you back on the show next Wednesday to see how the earnings season is developing.
Thanks for having me, Bernadette.
Well, that's it for today's podcast. I'd like to thank the guests, as always, for contributing and you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please do leave us a review on whatever platform you listen to us. And of course, please join us again tomorrow when Helen Freer will be back with more of our experts to guide you through what's moving markets. Good luck today and goodbye for now.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast constitute marketing material and are not the result of independent financial or investment research. Please refer to www.juliasbear.com/legal/podcasts for further other important legal information.
Beyond Markets is a weekly podcast where Julius Bear experts and external speakers discuss some of the latest market developments. They share their key research and insights on today's ever-changing economic landscape and present practical advice. Search for Beyond Markets on your favourite podcast player.